Kia ora and welcome back to the show, and I'm very excited to have on the line with me, fresh off the release of her new single, Mountains, good morning, Alba Rose.
Good morning, hello.
How are you going?
I'm good, I'm sitting here looking across the waterfront in Wellington.
Oh, so picturesque.
Yeah. Picturesque, yeah, beautiful. We've got finally no wind and a still ocean.
Well, enjoy that for the one day at last.
Yeah, for the one day, yeah. First day out of 2 weeks.
Anyway, how are you? How is your music life going?
Oh, good. It's been super fun lately. I've released a song on last Friday, Mountains, and a couple of weeks ago, I had a show in Nelson with some Welly crew, celebrating that. And then this Thursday, I've got a show in San Fran. It's a release show. And then on Friday in Christchurch at Wonder Bar. So
yay!
All go lately, yeah.
So first of all, congratulations. Fantastic song. You must be so excited and relieved to finally have it out there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it does. It feels really good to share it. It's been a special baby in the making, so it's so nice to finally share it. Mm.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about that. How was that whole journey?
Yeah, so the journey, like how it all started. Fun, you mean?
Yeah, tell me. Give me the history.
Right, let's go deep into the history. So it started off with my electric guitar. I was just playing around with some chords and vocals in my room and wrote the whole song, basically. And then I took it to my friend Cerebi. He's Wellington-based producer.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing musician. Yeah, and said, I've got this. I actually took some other songs to him and said, if these are finished live songs, keen to get these mixed. He's in mixes as well. And then he's like, okay. And I was like, I just wrote this song a couple of days ago. And he's like, I love it. Let's work on that. And I was like, oh, my God, okay, change of plan.
Wow.
So, yeah, straight away we set up the arrangement. He built the song up around that, so produced all the layers. And within a couple of days he came back to me with an idea. And then within, like, 2 weeks the song was actually finished. It was crazy. It was one of those.
Holy moly.
Yeah, you get in full flow state and we're just both bouncing off each other. And we got Arjuna Oaks. He's a good friend of ours as well. He came in and put a string quartet on it. It's at the start and the end and throughout. And within like 3 or 4 weeks, it was completely produced, mixed and then mastered, which is a mad, like, that never happens.
So that must have been really exciting for you, though, to see it, like, come together so quickly, though.
Yeah, I think as well, because, like, a lot of the time you can write a song, and then the moment that you write that changes. And
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the process can be so drawn out that sometimes I find personally I lose a bit of attachment to the song because I've moved on from that phase and then new songs spark me more, or I write something else that I'm liking more, but then you still have old work that you need to finish and release. But the thing with this one is I feel it's very current in my life right now.
Yeah, right.
And has been for the last 3 months. Like, we finished this a while ago. And it's nice to kind of still share it while I can still really connect with it.
So what's kind of the inspiration for this song?
Yeah, it's like a mountains is a metaphor, basically.
Mm.
Oh, I described this really well the other day. it's kind of confusing. But it's about mountains are so strong and they're so present and they've been around for years, but they hold on to so much emotion and they're still there and they're real. And I guess I reflect on that in relationships. In ways.
Yeah, right.
When, like, to not be scared of love is basically what the song's about. Like, it's you. Oh, it didn't really have much correlation when I explained it just then. But, like, the song is basically about in life, it's like our human tendency and emotion, and we seek connection and feeling, and it's worth being vulnerable and to have those deeper connections. So don't be scared of love. It's better to open it, be there and welcome it with open arms, because even if it's love with unknown consequences or you don't know what's going to happen in the future, it's better to just live your life. And I guess the metaphor of mountains with that is to be just strong and brave and take it all in like a mountain.
Yeah, hell yeah. No, preach. It's great. That's all right. You're forgiven. Now, you are playing Friday at Wonder Bar.
Yes, yes, yes. So exciting.
How's all these recent shows been for you? Enjoying it?
Yeah, enjoying it. I've actually been overseas the last 6 weeks. I've come straight into it. Yeah, yeah. So it's been a lot to kind of get my head into it all again.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, first headline shows in like over a year. So it's exciting. And we're playing in Christchurch with Pretty Stooked is STOOKED, a Christchurch-based band, and Kravis.
Great lineup. So were you away on holiday or?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it was my dad's 60th, and he'll hate me saying that on the air. I texted him before I came on, being like, "Dad, tune in." I'm like, I don't need to tell the world.
Hi, Dad. Hello.
Hi, Dad. He's half Spanish, and for his birthday this year, we went to have a big family reunion over in Spain with a lot of our family. So,
lovely.
Really cool to go reconnect and see them all. And then while I was over there, saw some family and friends in the UK and Germany. So,
sounds
blissful. Yeah, I know. Oh, it was incredible. Really, really fun.
So, with getting back into performing, was it a bit like you had sort of forgotten to do it, how to do it? You're like, oh, this is what it's like again. Or did you just really get back into it? Is performing easy for you?
I love the performing and the live side of things. I think that feel really surprisingly, like, even though it's been so long, I have had a few shows this year, so it hasn't been that long. Performing. You love that aspect of it. It's more, I think, when you do headline shows, the process of like putting yourself out there completely again. It's such a lining things up and making sure it's all ready to go, and then I don't know, just being active again after in a very front-on process,
Yeah, I guess it must be kind of exposing in a way.
Yeah, that's the right word. Yeah, it's like re-exposing yourself again. And that's the thing I think that it seems a bit nerve-wracking at the start. You're like, oh, this is what I got to do. So,
What's your performance style kind of like?
Performance style?
Yeah.
Ooh, do you mean the sort of music that I play with the band, or me performing?
Yeah, you performing. I want a visual picture here.
Okay, having a picture. I think start with the guitar, kind of soft and soulful vibes, strumming, and then in the set, take off the guitar, and I love to just boogie and groove.
Yeah, great.
Move my
arms, cool.
And move around and get up in the band's face a little bit and make them giggle and then put the guitar back on and then bounce with the mountains played live, the mountains song. I mean, it's a housey bop, so yeah, it's really fun to play that live with the band. And the set definitely has a diverse range. It's got some liquid drum and bass that we play live, so it's more kind of garagey, maybe.
Yeah, wow.
And then the mountains, which is kind of more house, four on the floor bop, and then indie soul. as well. So,
oh, I love that. I love that combo, though, you know.
It's quite a combo, isn't it? People will be on the line like, odd.
Yeah.
Odd.
No. Keep people not knowing what's coming next, I say. Yeah, absolutely.
I love that.
So what's next for you?
Yes. I'm finishing an EP at the moment. So slowly working on that, chugging along on that one. And, yeah, some festivals over summer, which is going to be good. And, yeah, just trying to finish writing and keep growing and growing the songs or styles that I am focusing on, evolving the sound and developing the sound at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's such a great kind of attitude to have towards it. Alba, thank you so much for talking to me. It's always such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always so fun chatting to you.
And congratulations for getting Mountains out there. So cool.
Thank you.
You should be so incredibly proud of it. Enjoy your wonderful sunny day in Wellington.
Oh, yeah. I'll go walk around outside soon.
Yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Anyway, have a lovely day.
Thank you so much.
And that was the wonderful, the amazing Alba Rose talking about her show this Friday at Wonder Bar. Absolutely go. It's worth going to. It'll be really good. Right, okay. We may as well play Mountains now, though. It would be weird not to, quite frankly. So let me just make sure I've got this all set out correctly. Anyway, here is Mountains by Alba Rose. Enjoy. Oh, no, there we go.
Cause I'll be again, and I'll see again. I know you're gonna be okay again, like always. We're gonna be okay, but don't ask where. These mountains, they hold on to the pain that's washing over, and feelings taking control. But I keep on watching them unfold. Can't be scared of love.
Love. No.
ever gonna be this way again with no one? If I can't be loving, I would be feeling.